Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are joined by State Senator Amanda Chase from Chesterfield. She is the only Republican who has stepped into the ring to say she is going to try to be the next governor of Virginia. I'd be the first female governor of Virginia, since everybody so, you know, wants to make a big deal out of checking the demographic boxes. I don't think that's her main reason for running, but she's with us this morning. What's your take, Senator Chase, on the kind of disconnected statement from Governor Northam yesterday? I assume you weren't happy with that.
Well, no, and John, you're exactly right. This has to do, and this is a bigger thing that I really think people need to take a look at. This is nationwide. This is basically a culture of the Democratic Party. Where is the Democratic leadership in Virginia? They are complicit. I hold the entire Democrat Party, who, in my opinion, they've been hijacked by the socialist agenda. And people last year, you know, they raised an eyebrow when I ran on. This is basically a vote about socialism versus prosperity. Mm-hmm. And now they're seeing it and they're like, wow, Amanda. I even had my brother text me last night, and we don't always see eye to eye on politics, but he sent me an apology last night. And he said, Amanda, you're exactly right. This is all about a national movement to rewrite our history. And let me just give you a good example. If you all see in the news, let's just talk about the Emancipation Monument, which shows a life-size Abraham Lincoln bidding a slave rise to freedom. And Lincoln is standing there with a copy of the Emancipation Proclamation in his right hand. And, you know, this is about freeing slaves. It's ridiculous. And I found it very interesting that there was a lady named Charlotte Scott. She was a freed woman of Virginia, right here in Virginia. A freed slave, and she made the first contribution of $5, which is the amount of her first earnings in the newfound freedom. And they want to take it down. They're saying Thursday night at 7:00, they're going to take it down. And we're not just seeing this in Virginia. We are seeing complicit governors, Democratic governors across the country. And I'm telling you, and I know people, I say things controversial sometimes to wake people up. And I'm not even kidding you. See, when they were talking about the Confederate statues, people were like, well, I don't know about that. Now they're going after presidents. They're going after our founding fathers. That's who they want to erase history altogether. And I know that many people who are not engaged in politics and trends and that type of thing, they're just trying to provide food for their family. You know, this what we are seeing in our country right now is like something out of the Twilight Zone. You know, it's my role as a senator to monitor trends throughout the world and throughout the country and what's going on in our state. This is an all-out attack on American history.
It is, so and it would be real. Bad enough, in my opinion, if you all were debating it in the chambers of the Virginia Senate or the chambers of the Virginia House of Delegates. I would be offended by it, by the conversation there, because I think it's that outrageous. But what none of us should accept, even if you are someone who's offended by statues because you don't like the way certain people are portrayed or that doesn't represent a modern African-American, whatever your reason is for not liking statues, what we have to agree to in a civil society is that we're not going to allow mobs to do damage. If
that's
you want
exactly
a vote to
right.
take them down, I might lose that vote, and I'll be mad about it, to be honest with you, but I can accept that. What I will not accept, under any circumstances, is the mob showing up and doing it while, quite frankly, in this situation, feckless Democrats try to pretend that they don't have something to do with it. They're enabling it. And to me, there's never been a clearer distinction between the two political parties and the way we see the world. And I tell you what, if this is what Democrats want for Virginia, I say no, absolutely not. I wouldn't vote for a Democrat for dog catcher right now.
Well, you're exactly right. And I'm telling you, it's systematic. It's not just Governor Ralph Northam. It's any Democrat. They have been complicit. They have been completely silent on the erasing of American history right now. I mean, where are they? I haven't heard one single Democrat elected official speak out against what's going on. You know, the irony of this, John, is that we just passed legislation in the General Assembly this past session that goes effect in just a couple days here on July 1 that gives the localities the ability, and I don't agree with it, I voted against it, but they went through the legal route through the General Assembly. They got a consensus for it. And they said it's up to the localities to vote on these monuments where they're not protected to take some of them down. And so, you know, that's how we affect change, as you were saying, peacefully, not through mob rule. I mean, we are a country and a state that's based on rule of law.
It's so strange that Democrats won control of the House and the Senate in Virginia. They've got the top three spots. And yet, even with that authority, as you point out, that they have now, I think wrongfully, but, you know, it's not my vote, they've given to the localities, still they allow this type of lawlessness. It's shocking.
Well, and from the party of tolerance, John, you know, they're
right,
the ones
that
preach tolerance. You know, tolerance, we're about the First Amendment. I had that shoved down my throat when I tried to remove books from a Chesterfield County school book summer reading list. You know, that it was shoved on me. You know, how dare you to our elementary school kids deny them of porn? It's educational. It's the First Amendment. You know, I'm using that same argument. Where's the tolerance?
Yeah, well, it's a double standard.
What about the First Amendment?
Oh,
hey, completely.
I do want to take some phone calls once you and I finish chatting about all of this so that we can hear from some of our audience. But can I ask you, it's a bit of a loaded question, but I've talked to a bunch of Republican activists, some of whom are glad that you have your vote in the Senate, but they feel like you're a loose cannon. some of them do. And you acknowledge at the beginning of this interview, you say things that are controversial to try to get attention. I mean, that may be similar to Donald Trump. What's your response to that?
So not attention for me, but attention to address. Look, I'm more than just about getting votes here. I'm about driving the discussion to make people think. Why is it okay to say people get triggered when you say white history, but they're not triggered when you say Black history or Black History Month? Or did you know that we have a Black legislative caucus? I mean, if we had a white legislative caucus or White History Month, I mean, people would be so triggered. And my whole point is this is American history. Stop referring to history based on the color of one's skin. We need to teach history chronologically and not based on the color of one's skin.
Yeah.
And that is my whole point. And so do I say some things? Listen, I'm going to speak the truth. I'm not a politician. And I'm not going to, you know, be politically correct. And if people want to say, you know, people can form their own opinions. But I'll tell you, people across Virginia are asking for they recruited me to run because they trust me. You know, I'm a mom. I'm a small business owner. I'm not a politician. And I refuse and reject being politically correct because that's what got us here. We're failing to acknowledge truth and what is going on. It's like the emperor with no clothes on. Nobody's willing to say anything but me. And the people are saying, listen, you're our voice. Thanks for speaking truth. And, you know, back a couple weeks ago when I, you know, referenced, quote unquote, white history, Now look what's going on. They're going after every statue of someone that had white skin. And so to my credit, there are a lot of people who are saying, you know what? She speaks the truth.
It's uncomfortable, but yeah. Hey, listen, all these people are taking pot shots. Honestly, I've never met a politician, including my own father, who I agreed with 100% of the time. So it's not an insult to say that there are places that you and I might disagree. But I'll tell you, I don't see anybody else in the Republican Party who is in this fight to win it culturally. And in a practical sense, actually challenging what is happening here, quite frankly, other than you. I mean, so all these people who want to take pot shots, hey, how about you go have a press conference and explain your position in a way that will actually motivate people to care about this? I think that's important, and I've got to applaud you for being in the arena, as Teddy Roosevelt, who's now an evil person, right? As Teddy Roosevelt would say, the person who's in the arena, not just sitting at home. Writing comments on Facebook.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And listen, you know, I don't represent I am a Republican through and through. I've always voted Republican. I have one of the highest scores in the Virginia Senate and even the legislature. So, I mean, my voting record speaks for itself, but the people want a voice that speaks for them. And I will always be that voice. And these caucuses and committees, you know, they want to keep you under your thumb. And even Senator Tommy Norman said, well, we just can't control her. Well, I'm not meant to be controlled. I work for the people, not a party, not a caucus.
I appreciate you coming on, and I'm sure we will talk to you again. I thought, since you're the only person who stepped out there to announce that you're actually running for governor, let's make sure that we, you know, talk to you and hear what you're thinking pretty frequently. And, of course, if there are other people who are going to jump into this race, we will talk to them, too. State Senator Amanda Chase, the Republican from Chesterfield, thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.